children.
Today we're going further. We're going to discuss some other different issues relating to Sfiras HaEmet. Okay, first topic. He has a little bit of a review. He repeats himself discussing the earliest man. The Tmimais, the mitzvah of Sfiras HaEmet, is called in the Torah mitzvah of Tmimais. Sfatim lechem sheva shabbos is Tmimais. Therefore, ideally, a person should recite Sfiras HaEmet as early as possible in the evening, so that not only do we have Tmimais for the 7 weeks, we have Tmimais for each day. And to make the day more complete, it's ideal to recite Sfiras as early as possible in the day, in the evening. And the very big dilemma, to which there is no answer, is that if a person change his davening pattern. If he normally davens Ma'ariv later, every single night he davens, let's say 10 o'clock at night, would it be proper during the days of Sfiras that he should daven Ma'ariv of 8 o'clock? Whatever, go to an earlier minyan. So l'chara, yeah, that really would be ideal. But he cites Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe says the person shouldn't change. Whatever you're doing until now, don't get worked up about it. Rav Moshe very, very much downplays, it seems, he downplays the eating of tzimimos for the days. Rav Moshe says, as long as you count during the night, at some point in time, that's tzimimos, and the person should not get worked up and change the time when he davens Ma'ariv, so that he can count Sfira earlier. That's not a requirement. We discussed this last time, so I don't want to go over this again, because the first or second time we learned about this, we discussed many of these halachas. Let's talk about the next topic. Yes. Well, we discussed, it's better a person should not say Sfira before he davens Ma'ariv. If a person is planning on davening Ma'ariv, let's say at 10 o'clock, so wait, even though there's, let's say for argument's sake, that the earliest time you can count Sfira is at 8 o'clock. So one would argue, so say Sfira immediately at 8 o'clock, and this way you gain the advantage of having a higher degree of tmimos. It's a complete counting. Even though, and then later at 10 o'clock, you'll daven Ma'ariv. So all the Paiskim say you should not do that. You should count Sfira after Ma'ariv for a few reasons. Number one, Birov Am Hadras Melech. It's critical, everyone agrees to this concept that it's very important, if you can, to count Sfira together with a minion. Okay, it's Dover Shebe Kedusha. And when it's done with a minion, that is a different level than doing it privately. And that is more important than tmimos. Tmimos you will fulfill as long as you count every single day. Certainly if you count it at night, you will fulfill tmimos. You want to say that you'll have a higher level of tmimos if you'll count it in the beginning of the evening. That's nice, that's true, but that does not override the advantage of reciting the Sfira together with a minyan with 10 people, and therefore, if you're going to say privately at 8 o'clock, you're going to lose out on being able to count with a bracha at 10 o'clock with a minyan. Number two, you have the other issue of tadir, v'she'ena tadir, tadir koidem. There's a mitzvah derais of kriyashma. And then there is the mitzvah of davening, Ma'ariv, and that you do every single night of the year. Sfira you only do for 49 days in the year. And therefore, you mechuyev first to daven, say, Kriyashma and Ma'ariv. And if you're planning on doing it later on with a minyan and doing it the proper way, so Mamela, your obligation to count Sfira does not even start until then. You have Tadir v'she'ena Tadir, Tadir Koidim. Okay, but now let's discuss some other issues. Here's a Shiloh. You come to Shul, and the Shul where you daven, let's first discuss, I don't want to get confused here. Let's discuss the Shiloh of Shemeya Koine. Can someone make for you a bracha? Can someone make for you a bracha, and you'll be yotze with their bracha, and then you will count the Sfira? So the answer is absolutely. The halakha of Shmeya Ka'ina certainly applies when it comes to a baruch. The big question, which is the poskim that is used to describe the machloek, the chayi adam and the pri chadash, can you be yoytze Shmeya Ka'ina with someone else counting the days and the weeks for you? So not only will I listen to a person make the bracha, when he says today is, let's say 10 days, which is 1 week and 3 days in the Omer, When I listen to him say those words, today is 10 days, which is 1 week, and 3 days in the Omer, I listen, I have kavanah to be yoytze with his amira, and am I yoytze the mitzvah of Sviras HaOmer? So the Chai Adam says, absolutely not. No way. You can be yoytze the bracha, but the actual counting, you have to count yourself. How do we know this? It says in the pasuk, Usifartem lochem. Okay? It says that every single individual. How do we know lochem means every single individual? Because let's contrast what it says in lochem to what it says by Yovel. Yovel, there's a mitzvah that Bezdin has to count every single year. They count the year in the cycle of Yovel. On Yom Kippur, Bezin gets up and they declare this year is 10 years in the Yovel cycle, which is one Shemitah and 3 years.
Once again,
Sefarto Lecha. There it says in the positive, V'Sefarto Lecha, does not say V'Sefartem Lochem. And from there we learn that Bezdin, that Lecha, so there with the singular term Lecha, the collective Bezdin, the whole Klal Yisrael here is called by one word, L'cha. Therefore, we give this role over to the senior member of the Beis Din, the Sanhedrin HaGadol, and he counts for the Gans Klal Yisrael. This year is 10 years in the Yovel cycle, which is one Shemitah and 3 years in the cycle. The fact that the Pasuk does not use the same vocabulary in regard to the Omer, but instead of saying the Sefarto L'cha, it says the Sefartem L'chem, teaches us that when it comes to Sfira, every single person must count on his own. You cannot be yoytze with shomea ke'oine when it comes to the counting of Sfira. This is the sheet of the Chai Adam. You're not yoytze, period. You have to count yourself. Now, what about the Prichadosh disagrees? Famous sheet of the Prichadosh. He disagrees and he holds, that's also called the Sfartem Lochem. As long as someone is counting on your behalf, you're a participant. I'm in a room, and the rabbi makes the bracha, and the rabbi says what the sphere is. So every single person in the room listened to the counting. That is called the Sefartem Lochem. He is our representative. The Sefartem Lochem means I can be home and asleep. I'm out. I'm sleeping. The Bezin counted. They did it. Good for them. I don't even know what they did. I'm a member. I pay my membership dues. So the Bezin does it. I'm done. Usefartem lochem means you have to be a participant. But it doesn't say you have to be a participant at kedekach where you have to actually articulate the words. It should be good enough for you to listen to someone else count and you are yoytze. Now, l'may nafkamina. Now, I don't know what the answer to this question is, but I'm willing to bet, this happens to me all the time, I'm willing to bet I can be makel because of this reason. This happens to people so often. You daven in the minyan. Okay, you ever go down in minyan when you see people, they daven very long shmona esrei? You ever see that before? People daven long shmona esreis. Well, sometimes they daven long shmona esreis because they talk the davuk, the dekus, the davuk b'Hashem. And sometimes what appears to be davening the long shmona esrei, it's not really a long shmona esrei, just because the minyan, they daven so fast, they're left standing when the shat says, the shat begins, the goes, says Kaddish. So it happens often. It happens to me. Sometimes it happens to other people. They go to a very, very fast minyan for Ma'arif, a super duper speed derby minyan, and they start Shmona Esrei, and they give about 3 minutes to say the silent Shmona Esrei, which really is impossible to do, no way in the world. 3 minutes, they recite the silent Shmona Esrei, and then the shots begin, says Kaddish Shalem, Skadal v'yiskadash, this is Tiskabel, and then right away, Baruch Atah Hashem, V'kinim Elochel HaMashar, Kedushon B'mitzvah, Yisav V'tzvon Al Sfiras HaOmer. Hayoyim Asar Yomim Sheheim Shvu Echaru Shloish Yomim BaOmer. And there you rip. And this guy, this fellow, is in the middle of Moedim. He's in the middle of Moedim and Achli in the silent Shemona Esrei. So by the time he finishes saying his Moedim, right, he finishes silent Shemona Esrei, the Tzibur already has finished, and they're saying Oleinu, or they're already saying Kaddish Yosoim, and this fellow just forgets. He forgets to say count Sfira. Okay, this happens. It happens to me all the time. You forget to say Sfira, even though you're a good guy. You went to shul. I went to shul. I davened. I did what I was supposed to do. Just that it was still davening so fast, I can't keep up. And by the time I finish my Shemona Esrei, they are already saying Oleinu, or they're saying Kaddish Yosoim. They're finished already. They're out the door. and I just don't pay attention, and I say Aleinu like I do the whole year round, and I walk out of shul, I go to sleep, next thing I know, it's the next night. Uh-oh, last night, I didn't count Sfira. I was in the middle of Shemona Esrei, and I heard them counting Sfira. You know the Marshall, you just a quick Marshall, just to bring out this point. Okay, this is an unbelievable Musa Haskell. This is a famous Gemara. I don't know the Tana, maybe you know the Tana. There's a Tana who was in the middle of saying Kriya Shema. And a person came over to him and said to him, Rabbi, Rabbi, I know that you have in your possession an object, a stone, a field, a bias. I heard it's for sale. I saw it's online. It's for sale. I want to buy it. I'm willing to offer you $10,000. That's a very good price. You're not going to get such a price. And this rabbi is in the middle of Kriya Shema, or he's in the middle of Shemona Esrei, and he doesn't respond because he's in the middle of Shemona Esrei. And he has eyes closed and he's shuckling. And then there's a time, I'm a Roman in the Gemara. So the fellow thought the reason why the rabbi is not responding was because the rabbi, $10,000, it's peanuts. I want more. So this fellow, he ups his bid. Okay, Rabbi, I'll give you 15. And then the quiet, strike everything quiet, 20, 30, 40. Before the guy says, Rabbi, I'm really desperate. I'm going to take out a second mortgage. I'm going to sell my house, my car. I'm going to sell my wife also. I'm giving away the kitchen sink, everything. I'll give you $500,000. A half a million dollars. I commit myself for this object. And then the rabbi finally takes his three steps back and he says to him, listen, you can have for $10,000 like you originally said. You can have for $10,000. Everyone, all the mafarshim said, wow, this Gemara teaches you ethics. Teaches you ethics. That the rabbi, he could have taken advantage, he could have taken $500,000. The Gemara, I don't know where the Gemara is, probably there's no brachas.
It's in Kedushin.
Who's the Tana? Who's the Tana? Who's the Tana?
I don't remember exactly.
So this is unbelievable. This teaches you, basic business ethics. I could have easily taken $500,000 and no one would say boo. The guy willing to give $500,000 because of the date. I could have taken, and I heard you when you said $10,000. That was enough for me. I was willing. I'm not going to take advantage. I'll sell. Wow. What a Gemara. Teaches all over the world. But the Bali Moses say that's not Pshat in the Gemara. That's not the real Pshat in the Gemara. The real Musa of the Gemara is that this Tana or Amora was willing to admit that even though he was his eyes closed and he was shuckling with the Malachim and Shemayim, was willing to admit that I was also listening to you in the middle of my Shemona Esrei. Isn't that amazing? I was so deep in thought in my Shemona Esrei, I didn't hear what you said. It's a Chil Hashem to some degree. That I'm not really davening. I'm davening with Shemona Esrei, but I'm also listening. $10,000, $20,000, $30,000. That's the Musa. The Musa is that this Godol, draped in his talus and dveikus, is willing to admit that even though it looks to you like I'm Amish Shakua in my Shemona Esrei, I'm listening to all the nonsense that's going on around me. I'm not so religious. I'm not like it seems. That's the real Musa Haskel. Okay, so Alachas Kavakama, a fellow is davening, person is davening Shemona Esrei, and now Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokim Melech Olam Asher Kedushon B'Mitzvot Tzvan Al Sfiras Ha'Omer. You know what they're doing in Shul over here. You don't tell them until you didn't hear. You knew that. I know they're up to Sfiras. I can't. I'm Shemona Esrei. You're not going to be mafsik. So here's my dilemma. My dilemma is being that we do have the sheet of the Pri Chadash, who says that there is something called Shemaya Ke'oine. When it comes to Sfira, even for the counting of the day itself, and the shots, that's what his job is. The Shliach Tzibur, whether he likes it or not, the fact that he steps up to bat, whether he's a Talmud Chachma Ma'aretz, by default, if you're the Shliach Tzibur, whatever you're doing, you're there to be Moitzei, the Rabbim Yidei Chayvasan. You're supposed to be Mechavei, know what you're doing, but even if you don't know what you're doing, Stam, you're not worse than Stam.
You're the chazan.
You're the chazan. So whatever the chazan is supposed to do, that's what I'm doing. I don't know all the halachas. So what? So it's adarabba. It's better sometimes not to know. Better sometimes just to be stam. Just do it the way, do whatever I'm supposed to. You're the shliach tzibur. You're there to be mitzvah. The shliach tzibur counts. Oimer hayoy masara yamim shehem shvu echad ushloisha yamim baomer. And this fellow here is in the middle of his private shemona esh, and he's not answering. So my dilemma, I do not have an answer for you. My dilemma is, why can it be that even though obviously this fellow was not mekayim the mitzvah by making the bracha and counting the day, but at least it should be good enough that the next day he can continue counting Sfira with a bracha.
Can he count after Shemona Esrei with a bracha?
Of course. Oh, you're seeing a very good kasha. So Yitak talks about that. Halacha l'maisa, we do not pass on the pre-chadash, and the answer is yes. The answer is yes. Even though you heard someone say the shliach tzibur and you didn't count, so you'll say, oh, so I was ready. You'd say, at least to the point where I can't make a bracha when I count myself. But that he makes, he writes that, he discusses that, he makes very clear, no. We don't paskin you yet, definitely. We don't follow the pre-chadash that far. He can make a bracha and he can count, so even though he heard someone try to be mitzvah him. But my question is, okay, but that's a chumrah, but there's the pre chadash holds you really can. So perhaps, you had to go off to us to a big paisek, I really have to find a paisek to answer child who really knows this stuff. Perhaps that should be enough to at least allow this fellow to continue counting with a bracha the next night. If a person completely misses a day, that's it, he's out of the game. He can no longer count with the bracha the following day. If a person has a suffix, you know, last night, I really don't know, I might have counted the wrong day. Or last night, I don't remember. Maybe, yeah, maybe now you go and you weigh in your mind, did I count, did I not count? And you really cannot reach a conclusion if you counted, did not count the previous night. What is the halacha? The halacha is you are permitted to continue counting the following evening with a bracha. The only time you're not allowed to count in the following evening with a bracha is only when you're absolutely certain that you did not count or you counted the wrong day. If you have a doubt, a dilemma, maybe yeah, maybe not, or you don't know which day you counted, any suffix, it's okay. A sun, because being that many places can hold that the days are not ma'akev one another, so really, it doesn't make a difference if you forget. We don't follow that, but at least when there's a suffix, then we do follow that to allow you to continue counting with the bracha. So my dilemma to you is, this lechor is no worse. If you were in the Beis HaKnesses during Shemona Esrei, and you're in your solid Shemona Esrei, even though you're not allowed to talk, you still can, that's not a kasha, you still can be yoytzei as long as you don't talk. You hear, in the middle of your silent Shemona Esrei, someone make the bracha, and someone count the day. And you didn't say one word. L'chayr, according to the B'chadosh, you yoytzei 100, even though you're middle of your silent Shemona Esrei. You yoytzei. If you yoytzei according to the B'chadosh, so that should already be good enough that if you forget to count the remainder of the evening, you should be permitted the next day to continue counting with a bracha. L'chayr, it should be true, but I can't say it because I don't know, I'm not a paisek. That's my dilemma, Olamsha dilemma. What do you do in this case?
Rabbi Rubin,
yeah.
Let's say you make the bracha and you count the day, but you discover that as you counted, you finished counting the day, you counted the wrong number, and immediately you correct it.
That's fine. As long as it's toich kidei dibur, you can correct yourself. But once you realize what happens if you already, time has passed, you count again with a bracha. You make the bracha all over again. If you come home later from shul,
bracha was about tallying.
Yeah. You come home from shul and you see your wife is counting and you see what she's counting is not what you're counting. And women are always right. Who's wrong? Are you wrong or is she wrong? So she's for sure right. Women are always right. Never argue with a woman. She's for sure right. So therefore, you now realize you made a bracha levatola in shul, and the halacha is you have to count again with a bracha. That's an important halacha. It happens. Sometimes they count, and they realize later on, especially kind of privately, maybe in shul, it's harder to make a mistake. But if you count privately, you're not going to marv, and you count, and then really you realize later on, wait a minute, I counted the wrong day, you have to make another bracha. You have to make another bracha when you count the correct number. It's going to be a hefsek between the first and the second bracha. Okay, now here's a very interesting shaila. What happens? That's with the L'shem Yichud. Does anyone here say the L'shem Yichud?
Yeah.
Before you count Svira of the Sunnah, there's a very elaborate L'shem Yichud. So there's a big machlokes in general. Do you recite a L'shem Yichud? I think almost everyone recites or should recite L'shem Yichud for Tefillin. That's a whole different category, L'shem Yichud. Not everyone. It's a shame. It's a real shame. But the L'shem Yichud for Svira Sa'omer, for Svira Sa'omer, there's a real big debate.
What's the purpose of L'shem Yichud in general?
Mitzvois Tzrichois Kavana. When it comes to a mitzvah, especially when it comes to a mitzvah d'oraisa, if you just do the mitzvah without thinking about the mitzvah, you're not yoytze. We paskin, when it comes to a mitzvah d'oraisa, mitzvah is tzricha is kavana. You have to know what you do. You do it by rote. You just do it as a zombie, a robot. You take a little of an estrog, you just shake it. You eat matzah without thinking about it. According to the halacha, you're not yoytze the mitzvah. When you do a mitzvah d'oraisa, we paskin, you have to know exactly what you stop, pause, take a deep breath.
L'shem Yichud reinforces that?
Absolutely. If you translate the word L'shem Yichud, it says, Hirni mechavein l'kai mitzvahs asei shel hanoch as tzulim. I mean, every mitzvah is different. Now, Svira Sa'omer, it says, I'm mechavein to mechaim the mitzvah of Svira Sa'omer. That's the essence of a L'shem Yichud. However, this is what L'shem Yichud is all about. However, there is a famous opinion of the Noida B'Yehuda. It is very controversial. The Noida B'Yehuda went to war. He went to war with Klal Yisrael over the recital of L'shem Yichud.
Did he expect
to win? They say that he retracted, that he had charata. That's the claim. Is it true or not true? I don't know. But no one really knows if he backed down. He definitely mellowed. That's a given. That we know for sure. He mellowed in his intensity. His intensity against the recital. But originally, the Noida B'Yehuda was fire against reciting the L'shem Yichud. He held that it's automatic. If you're making a bracha, especially on a mitzvah, when you make a bracha, that is the L'shem Yichud. Okay, that's the L'shem Yichud. And, let's see, move over here. Okay, just like when it comes to a korban, this is mamash, yesterday's daf. Yesterday's daf yomi, daf gimel, daf beis. If you bring a korban, it says in the Gemara that the Kohen is supposed to have six kavanas. When a Kohen, just to actually say, I'm slaughtering this animal is a carbon oila. The owner of the carbon is Reuven. I'm bringing this carbon to Hashem. The purpose is that the fats shall be burnt on the Mizbeach. It should produce fragrance. And it should be a nachas ruach to Hashem. I leave anything out? Six kavanas. And if this is let's say the carbon chatos, the aveiru the person did is he ate chaylev. It's very interesting. He's like, you talk about the goyim lahavil elof avi adolos by a goyim. There's a confessional booth.
When I'm gonna eat it.
No, that's pickle. No. There's no
that. Have to have that
kavana, no, right? Don't. The Gemara says no. Only six things. There's not mention that kavana. That would ruin it with the pickle. But by lahavil elof avi adolos. We shouldn't know, unless you watch television, that in a church, there's something called the confessional booth. By the Christians, they have this mishigas. No? You never saw? You never went? You never made believe you were the priest? And listened to everyone else's sins? You never watch television?
Rabbi,
what? It's total nonsense. It's not a video. It's total nonsense. Father, I have sinned. Right? Or Father, I will sin.
Father has sinned greater than you have.
Father, you have sinned.
You're... Oh, you've seen that. You've been seeing that.
I went in once.
Only once?
And he told me afterwards, say three al-chayts.
You only went once? You'll be the one that will be in the priest's booth. Make believe you're the priest to listen to what people are saying. Okay, Rabbi, I'm making jokes here. Let's say Nusa. Rabbi, let me ask you a question. Were you ever in your wildest dreams imagine that by Klal Yisrael there's such a thing? A confessional booth?
No.
Never, right? It's anathema to say such a thing. But the truth is, in yesterday's daf, it says there is. It says that one of the that if when a person brings a carbon chatas, the kohen lechatchila has to have kavana what sin. When I bring this offering, I have to know what the aver did you do. When you bring carbon chatas, either what you ate chelef, okay, you were nichshol in ish as ish. You had relations with a woman, a married woman. That's why you bring a carbon chatas. Wow, who's going to say that to a kohen? Who's going to confess such a? Who makes such a confession? B'shoygeg. Not talking about mason. Even b'shoygeg. Even b'shoygeg. Now that's pretty serious stuff. Okay, who's going to go and tell the kohen? I ate chalef. All right, big deal. I was mechal Shabbos. I turned on the lights on Shabbos. Okay, happens to all of us. Okay, turn on the lights. Oh, I was nichshol and eshes ish. I had relations. I thought it was my wife. It was really my neighbor's wife.
Yeah.
Really? And you bring a carbon chatas? The Gemara says that ideally, you're supposed to confess to the kohen the particular sin that you have done. And when the kohen brings the carbon, he has to have that in mind.
Is anyone else listening?
No, not supposed to. None of the business. Definitely not. So isn't it amazing? It's very... Now, the Gemara goes on to say that Bezin was mevatel this. Bezin paskin that Bedafka, the Kohen, should know nothing. Should not have any kavana whatsoever. Which means, basically, they abolished the confession booth. That the Kohen slaughters the animal, just slaughter the animal the way you daven Shmona Esrei. No kavana. No kavana. Blank. It should be a total blank. Why? Once you start saying, having kavanas, you're going to blow it. You're going to mess it up. You're going to say the wrong thing, and the wrong thing will ruin it. Better do nothing than have kavanas. Why? Because if you have no kavana, it's also good. It's also kosher. And therefore, don't try to be machmir, because it's a chumra de osei lidei kula. So the No Debi Yehuda, really, he uses that Gemara, Mamash, yesterday's daf, today, yesterday's daf, as don't say L'Shem Yichud. Who's asking you to come along and inject all these kavanas? It's good the way it is. Don't tamper with it. You're doing a mitzvah, you're making a bracha, the bracha is what gives it sanctity. We don't need you to go and add more kavanas. The Gemara is when it comes to a mitzvah, when it comes to a karban, adarab, bezin made a takana, you should not have kavana. Don't talk too much. Don't start making cheshbon and saying things. Just offer it stam. So too, l'shem yichud is the same thing. What are you saying l'shem yichud? You're making trouble. You're making trouble by saying l'shem yichud. I'll show you all the problems with l'shem yichud in a moment. All different things you say, you can really ruin it for yourself. That's not the only reason. Stam is good, and this is not the right approach to yadus. There's obviously a lot more to this, which I didn't prepare for now, but this is a very famous sheet of the No Debi Yehuda, that saying L'Shem Yichud is not a good idea. Now, L'Shem Yichud came under attack. He was very, very strong in his opposition. Again, we once had a whole shiur on this. Exactly, I remember all the everything I forgot. We went to learn all the details of what, all the lamas, why he held this adar, it's no good. And he, Klal Yisrael, the Hasidim, when Hasidus started, this was the big thing. Hasidus started, 400 or 500 years ago? This was the big thing, Hachonu Limitz. One of the basic...
When did
the Shem
Yichud
start? Then also, with Hasidus.
With
Ari. Right, Hasidus, with Hasidus.
Ari was much before Hasidus. He was in the 1400s? Kalish. Hasidus, when was the Ari? The 1400s?
No, the Ari was in the 1500s.
1500s.
It was something that Hasidus took on to.
Okay. No, not necessarily.
It's something which is part of the lifeblood of Hasidus. We don't appreciate this. Look, the Satmar Rav, someone told me yesterday that the Satmar Rav, and Satmar came under a lot of attack for this. He said that today, he was by 50, 60, 70 years ago when he said, I don't know when he said this, probably a long time, who knows when he said this. He says that today, all Hasidim, he says, have forgotten the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov. The real Baal Shem Tov, the real teachings of the Baal Shem Tov is lost from all Hasidim today. Basically, it's over. It's a dar, a Hasidus is gone. They were very upset with the Satmar Rav. Lubavitch was very upset. All the different groups of Chassidim were very, very upset that he wrote such a thing. He wrote such a thing. Very, they said, "Faker, how can you say that? That we forgot." He basically, we certainly don't appreciate what Chassidus is about. Okay, us Litvaks, but this was a big thing. Hachana leMitzvah. It's a major, major principle in Chassidus, preparation for a mitzvah. The preparation, usually by them, is much, much longer, much more significant.
The preparation is much more
than the actual mitzvah. Right? That's a big, big thing. It says, "Vayikach Avraham macheles l'shchoit espino." Do you know how long it took for Avraham Avinu to take the macheles, the l'shem yichud? He said before he took the macheles by the akedah. Lishchad Espinoy, he said, they say, L'shem Yichu, you know, they have all this Torah on it. But the point is, this is a major.
He was supposed to come to a bris, and Rav Moshe was supposed to be at the bris. Sefer Rebbe says, "I'll be there
at this time."
And Rav Moshe's there and waiting. And he says, that when Sefer Rebbe finally came, he says, it says, Vayashkev Avram Babaker.
You know how long that took? He woke up 6 o'clock in the morning, but to saddle the donkey took 3 hours because he had to say the l'shem yichud. Every action was with the l'shem yichud. All right, but this is, we don't appreciate this. We really don't appreciate what this is all about. Hachana l'mitzvah, and hachana l'mitzvah is all built into the l'shem yichud, and the misnagdim to Chassidus, they don't go for this. They don't go for this. This is not their cup of tea. So he went to war. And he came under very harsh attack. He was attacked. And there were different versions of to what degree he backtracked towards the end of his life on his ban on L'Shem Yichud. Some say Mamashi himself started saying L'Shem Yichud. And some say he just mellowed. He mellowed, but he held his position. But he wasn't vocal. He wasn't vocal in his disagreement. So here's the shaila. Here is the Rebbe shaila. We all know you go to different shuls. Some shuls say l'shem, some do not. And how you go to? I have a ma'ariv. I go to ma'ariv in the chassidus shtibul every night. And the rav there, you know, he really says with a lot of kavana. And everyone in the shul is a litvak, and they're all looking at him like he's from. He's looking like everyone. But all chassidim in Torah v'das also. In Torah v'das also, when I daven ma'ariv there, they daven, they say with the bren, they say l'shem yichud for sfira much more than they say shmona esrei. It's the thing by chassidim. I don't know why they chop on b'davka to this l'shem. I never saw someone chassid say l'shem yichud for tefillin with such a bren like they say l'shem yichud, but before they say sfira. I don't know. There's something about l'shem yichud and sfira they get all worked up about, and the other l'shem yichuds, the cool cucumbers. When it comes to those, this they get worked up, and he says it with a real lishma, and all the litvaks they are, everyone is a litvak in that minyan, and the rav says l'shem yichud, and they're all like with their mouths dropped. Wow, like what in the world is going on over here? Why is the rav saying l'shem yichud with such intense kavana? But that's their thing. Here's a shaila: you go to a yeshiva minyan. L'shem Yichud, you out of your mind? L'shem Yichud, whoever heard of L'shem Yichud? He does say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaMashiach, Kedushanu, Stam Mitzvah, all the time we just mentioned, the Chassam Sefer, Stam Mitzvah, whatever it is. So here's a Shaila, very interesting Shaila. We just mentioned before, there's a very, very big Inyan of saying Sfira with a Minyan. Very big Inyan, okay? Some hold that Sfira is the same level as Shmone Esrei. Why? Because it says, Bakoma. It says the kam means the standing grain, and Chazal Darsh and Al Tikri Bakoma Ella Bakoma means to stand. There's a very important halacha that's very unique to Sfiras Oimer. You must say Sfiras Oimer standing. A lot of mitzvahs you can do standing, sitting, different opinions, Azoy and Azoy. Svira across the board. You're not going to find anyone who's going to tell you that you should sit down when you do the mitzvah of counting the Omer. You have to stand. Some go so far to say that the Shmone Esrei is Ba'amida. The whole name of Shmone Esrei is called Oimed. Oimed Lefnei Hashem. To stand. The fact the Torah was Makbit, but Bakoma, Al Tikri Bakoma, Ella Bakoma, is that the counting of the Sfira, and this is really Kabbalah in Yonim, so I don't know what it's all about, is in Me'ein Davening Shmone Esrei. Ad Kedei Kach. It's koma. You have to stand. The only place you have in Chazal where you have to stand is what's called the Amida. The Amida is the term Chazal used for the Shemona Esrei. You're standing Oimei Lefnei Hamakon. When you count Sfira, you're counting towards Matan Torah. It's a different Vayichan Yisham Yisrael Neged Hahar. It's a different Tzibur. Vayichan, they came to Har Sinai as a Tzibur. When we count to Har Matan Torah, it's Vayichan Yisrael Neged Hahar Ilu Kervanu Lefnei Har Sinai V'loi Nosan Lanu Esatara Dayenu. Kervanu was the Pasha Pshat, everyone says. Vayichan Yisrael Neged Hahar Achdus. Togetherness. Therefore, there's an extra dosage of chumrah in reciting the Sfira B'tzibur. Very, very important. And therefore, that's why it's bad. All these things. Here's a shayla. You come to shul, and you like to say L'shem Yichud. You like to say it. That's part of your minig. Many people, many Ashkenazim say L'shem Yichud. It's no big deal to say L'shem Yichud. You know, and he writes over here that Bizman Hazeh. There's no Litvak, there's no Chassid, we're all one big one. No one can say today the Beshita. I don't say L'Shem Yichud. It's total nonsense to say that, because even those who say L'Shem Yichud, there's no harm. You have to really be an extremist to say that there's harm in reciting a L'Shem Yichud, unless the language is disturbing to you, which I'll discuss in a moment. But there's no big deal. No big deal to say L'Shem Yichud. Ad Kedei Kach, he writes over here, is that if you go to a shul, they do say L'Shem Yichud, and you don't say L'Shem Yichud, don't be perish menat zibur. Al tifresh menat zibur. Al ba'al tiskoididu. It won't hurt you. Guarantee it won't hurt you to say L'Shem Yichud. There might be parts that you don't like about it, so don't say those parts. Just say other parts which are parif. Parts which are controversial, so you can leave out. You can leave out the first line. Just al hirni mechavim l'kayim hamitzvah shel sfiras ha'omer. You don't have to say, you don't want to say the Kabbalah parts. L'yachet shem yudke bevavke b'yichud shlim shem kol yishol. Okay, you don't like that, so don't say it. You don't want to say it's a mitzvah say, don't say it's a mitzvah say. I'll explain all this later. Just say the basic template and you're okay. You can't tell me it's going to cause you harm. Your neshama is going to be damaged because he said the L'Shem Yichud. No one's in a madrega today to say that they understand what this is all about, that it's going to cause them any spiritual harm. Al tifrei shmin hatzi. But here's the shayla. You come, there's a shocking psak halacha. You come to shul, and you always say L'Shem Yichud. That's what you do. You go daven in a yeshiva minyan, and they're not saying L'Shem Yichud. So now, what do you do? If you're going to say the bracha with them, you're going to miss saying the L'Shem Yichud. If you say the L'Shem Yichud, by the time you finish saying the L'Shem Yichud, they, the Tzibur, have already said the bracha with the counting of the day, and then your counting is not going to be together with the Tzibur. We just finished emphasizing that there's a very, very beautiful inyan to recite the Sfira together. Everyone should say the Sfira to the Ad Kedei Kach, that there are some shuls where the shliach tzibur does not count before. He just says the bracha, v'zehu. In our shuls, what do? The shliach tzibur, he says the bracha, baruch atah Hashem kei melech v'asher k'deshon b'mitzvah yisfenu al sfiras ha'oimer. And then the shliach tzibur continues. Hayoi masara yomim ba'oimer, shehem shvu echadu shlosha yomim ba'oimer. And then, everyone together, baruch atah Hashem kei melech v'asher, everyone says it together. Wait a minute, what about the shliach tzibur? He lost out. He said it as a loner. He said the bracha. He counted the day. But when he counted,
he said it b'shem kol Yisrael.
He was all alone. And then when he finished saying the day, then everyone, 50 people in the shul, counted together. But he lost out. It's a big problem.
He's being able to say so many people didn't make the bracha. I don't know, but they didn't. So that's part of the answer.
Part of the answer is that maybe you want to shmei ka'inah and everything. The real answer is that such a short distance of time between his recital and the tzibur saying Baruch Atah Hashem is so insignificant, it's all considered to be one big tzibur. Not necessarily, because the bracha maybe, yeah, maybe not. Okay, but that's the common answer, that it's such a short time span. So it's still considered to be one amira. However, some disagree. There are shuls that they don't do this. The Shliach Tzibur, he says the bracha, and that's it. and everyone together immediately says the bracha, and they all say the Omer together, or he doesn't even say the bracha, they all say it together. There is such a minhag. There is such a minhag because you don't want to deny the Shliach Tzibur from saying it together with the Tzibur as well. So go. Let's go a little bit further. Here's the shaila. We'll stop. The person comes to shul, and he always says the L'shem Yichud, and he enjoys it. He says the psukim, what it says there. It's very nice. So people are into this. You know, it's very satisfying. Satisfying to say, you know, the whole nusach. And then, but this shul, he does, it's a yeshiva minyan. And the yeshiva minyan, they don't say L'shem Yichud. They go right into the bracha and they say it. If I'm going to say the L'shem Yichud by the time I finish, they'll already be up to Oleinu. They'll already be saying Oleinu when I'm going to be counting. What should you do? So he writes here, almost all the Paiskim, but if you always say the L'shem Yichud, say it. Oh, you're going to miss out on the Tzibur? Unbelievable. It's better to say the L'shem Yichud than to miss out on saying it, than saying it with the Tzibur. It's more important. You don't, if this is your custom, the L'shem Yichud HaChana for the mitzvah, it's a very beautiful thing. It's a very beautiful thing to say the Sfira Berabim. But there's no halacha. There's no halacha anywhere that you, it's an inyan. It's an inyan. But it's not a halacha that you have to say it Berabim. We do.
Once you start together with the minyan, what's the difference?
Right, so that's also, that as long as you're part of that the Tzibur, even though you're singing a little few minutes later, it's not such a big deal.
If you start Shemoneh Esrei after they finish.
There are many madregas. Shemoneh Esrei, there's a big bechleks. Ideally, you should start together. But the next best thing is that you should at least start when the Tzibur, the majority, is the first three brachas. The next level is as long as they're still diving Shemoneh Esrei. The majority of the Tzibur are still diving Shemoneh Esrei. The last level, as long as one person is still diving Shemoneh Esrei, you can chat to the Tzibur. There are many madregas. So too, the Tzibur, you're right, there are many madregas. But the bottom line is, if your custom is to say L'shem Yichud, you should say L'shem Yichud, even if the consequence will be that you will not be reciting the Sfira together at the same moment with the Tzibur. Either because there is no halacha that you have to say a sphere with the Tzibur. Number two, as long as you came to Ma'ariv and you said it within 5 minutes, it's still called part of the Tzibur.
Shouldn't you say the Shem Yichud before they start counting? You know.
Yes, that would be ideal. If he has time, yes. If he finishes Shemoneh Esrei and then they didn't start Kaddish yet, so yes, absolutely. I also don't understand why. I mean, unless some person comes late to davening, I try to do this. I don't always do it anymore. But let's say you come a little bit late davening, the time is very tight, and you normally say the L'shem Yichud for your tefillah, and you blow it. You don't have enough time. You don't have time, so you put on your tefillah right away. So there's no harm when davening is over to say the L'shem Yichud while you're wearing your tefillah. While I'm wearing my tefillah, every moment you wear your tefillah, you're mekayem in the midst of wearing tefillah. So you should say the L'shem Yichud before you make the bracha. The bracha should, you know, it should be without proper hachana. But if you blow it, there's no harm while you're wearing tefillin to read what it says and to say, by wearing the tefillin on Mekayim, there's a mitzvah of the Rosh, the Moyach, and the Yad, the Meshabed, your Koichos, your Machshavos. There's no harm. And Adarabah, you shouldn't take off your tefillin before you reflect upon what the tefillin are all about. There's no harm in saying the L'shem Yichud after. Now, Sfira might be different because Sfira, once you count it. Too little, too late. But still, though, you're saying it. So what would be so bad if you would say the L'shem Yichud before you start Ma'ariv? Before you start Ma'ariv. It already puts you in the frame. You accomplish pretty much what it's all about. It puts you just to be Mechon. What are you about to do? I'm going to sound so good. I'm going to count the series. It doesn't seem like the end of the world. But I'm very surprised. He writes here with a very strong tekifos, and you cite sources, is that we don't find, you're not mavatel l'shem. If that's what you normally do, then do it. Oh, but you're not going to be saying the sphere with the minion? Guess what? It's not brought down anywhere that it's a halacha that you have to say sphere with the minion. It's a very nice thing to do, but there's no ikuv. It'll be better if this is your custom that you mechav and you make a hachana for the mitzvah, being mechin for the mitzvah, to know what the mitzvah is all about, what you're doing, is pashut more important than saying the sfira with the tzibur. It's unbelievable. And because if you don't do it, you don't do it, but if you do, you do it. And the only problem with this kind of the sfira, the L'shem Yichud is, it says there that you mechav a mitzvah d'oraisa. What mitzvah d'oraisa? It's not a mitzvah d'oraisa b'zman hazeh. The sphere b'zman hazeh is only a mitzvah midrabanan. What does it say in the L'shem Yichud? It says, "Marav l'chol aleinu l'shem yichud hirani muchun muzum l'kayim mitzvas asay shel svira sa'omer." What? Bizman hazeh, it's not a mitzvah asay. It's only midrabanan. So indeed, many gedolei Yisrael, including Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, he didn't say this. He left out these words. Hirani muchun muzum l'kayim mitzvah svira sa'omer. V'zehu. It's not a mitzvah d'oraisa. Here it says mitzvah say. Some say even it's mitzvah say in the Torah. K'moy shekasev b'atoyu tzvat lochem yoch shabbos yomich mesayim atnufa sheva shabbos is tmimois ad yomich hashavus tisvich hamishim yom. Okay, we grabbed him. And what's the proof? It's only with the rabbanon. What's the proof? Because we say at the end harachaman ku yachazir lanu avoidas beis hamigdash l'makom peiru yom insela. Why? Obviously, we're saying that what we have just done is only with the rabbanon. And that's why halavai we should have a base hamigdash should be deraisa. So that's a stira to the l'shem yichud that says that it's a mitzvah deraisa. Some say it's not a riot, it's a deraisa, but it's not the ideal deraisa. The ideal deraisa will be with the carbon, with the base hamigdash. And some say that when you say l'kayim mitzvah say, we don't mean that we're doing a mitzvah. There is in the Torah a mitzvah say of sviyas ha'omer. What we're doing is the best that we can do. It's only midrabanan, but we have to reflect that it's rooted in a deraisa. Okay, so there are a lot of answers to these things. Also, someone to say a tremendous chiddush, an unbelievable chiddush. You heard it here first. Stam my chiddush. If the Beis Hamikdash will be built before Shavuos, and we will have the opportunity to offer the Shtei Halechem retroactively, our Sefira was deraisa. Svira deraisa needs only one of the two korbanos. Either the oimer, the svira is between the oimer and the shtei halechem. We're brainwashed to believe that if there's no oimer, it cannot possibly be a mitzvah deraisa. That's not true. You only need, according to some Rishonim, you need one or the other. What?
For the bar mitzvah boy.
For the bar mitzvah boy, how?
Because he's the carbon, if...
No, but you still need the tanimais. He was not yet bar mitzvah. He was.
But there'll be a carbon.
So what? That's not going to retroactively make a tanimais deraisa from the very beginning. So if it will be, there'll be a beis hamikdash, it can still be a deraisa. Isn't that a chiddush? What's the lumness of that? That's a whole another story. We'll be out of time. We'll stop here, take a short break, and then we'll talk about a very interesting shaila after we take a break.